Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
94.3 WIBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Daryl Huckabee, along with Dee Dee in the morning, always keeping you connected to what's happening in the community. We have a special guest joining us today. He is John Erlinghauser, who is the Senior Advocacy and Outreach Director for AARP. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing great, Daryl. It's great to be with you again this year.
Great to have you. You guys are doing such great things for our community, and I'm just getting a feel for what's happening, especially when it comes to Connecticut and the legislative session that is about to end. Tell everybody, why is legislation such a big part of the work that you do?
Well, you know, AARP, we have close to 600,000 members in the state of Connecticut. Connecticut's a high cost of living state. Many of our members and the people in Connecticut are moderate to low income folks. And, you know, if somebody's not out there fighting for them, you know, who will? So we have to make sure that we work, you know, go to Hartford with our activists and our volunteers and use all the energy and resources we have to try to protect the interest of those that are 50 and older, particularly those that are, as I said, the low and moderate income folks who really at the end of the day have nobody else fighting for them. So that's why it's important that we engage on issues up in the Capitol.
Now, last month, we had a volunteer from AARP who was a victim of fraud and scam. Actually, yeah. It was a romance scam and involved cryptocurrency. So anything happening at the state capitol as it pertains to crypto?
Oh, absolutely, Daryl. And that's a hotbed issue. And, you know, it's one of the newest playing fields for scammers out there. And it happens to people across all income levels, all education levels, all races and creeds. And we're fighting to ensure that we continue to protect them. We did some work on cryptocurrency ATM machines 2 years ago. And now we're working on bringing Connecticut state statutes up in to line with the scams that exist today with crypto, because, you know, we have statutes that can, for example, seize the assets of scammers, but with these new digital wallets and virtual currencies, how do you do that? So we're working on legislation to kind of get the statutes up to the 21st century so that as somebody goes to your grandmother or your aunt and says, or your uncle and says, hey, you know, go down to the convenience store and there's an ATM, it's a regular ATM, and you go in there and I want you to download through the crypto app, you know, X number of dollars. Well, you know, once that money gets out, sometimes it just goes off into the ether. And there's really no way to reclaim it back because the statutes in the state of Connecticut don't address virtual currencies because it's such a kind of new topic. So we're working on legislation that's going to address, you know, the criminal penalties involved with those fraudsters and scam artists. You know, that'll set the stage for the future years where we could do more to protect people from being a victim of those scams in the first place. Again, we started with crypto ATM protections. We're going to do this protection about bringing the statutes up into alignment with the existing fraud. And then we're going to move forward in the next couple of years, and we're going to do some more work to protect, to help protect people from being a victim in the first place.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Senior Advisory or Advocacy and Outreach Director from AARP, John Erlinghauser. Now, when it comes to utilities here in Connecticut, energy, that's a big topic of discussion. We're just coming out of the winter season, and we know utility rates and bills have been astronomically high. Anything involving legislation happening up at state capitol?
Yeah, you know, we're involved in negotiations, and the legislature is trying to address that. Rates went through the roof last July. People disproportionately blamed, you know, poor or moderate income folks because a lot of people had, you know, from COVID bills they couldn't pay because they were either out of work or, you know, they were home using more electricity, they were out of work, and somehow those bills got to be paid. But the fact of the matter is, you know, a lot of the increase in bills for the last year had to do with a deal the state got into subsidizing the nuclear power plant. By the way, a lot of people who didn't pay their bill were small business owners, not necessarily residential folk. You know, they were small business owners because of COVID were shut down, and so they couldn't afford to pay their bills. So there's a lot of factors driving up the cost of electricity in Connecticut. We're working on legislation, you know, to help bring that down, but we're also trying to make sure they don't do bad things to the people we care about most. And one of the things I'm trying to do, and we're trying to prevent it, is something called time of use rates, meaning you know, encourage people to use electricity at off-peak times. So like at night or early in the morning. So when the businesses and the factories aren't humming, you're using them at a different time. Big problem with that though. Older folk, right. Disabled, people that have medical devices that have got to run all day, oxygen, you name it. They can't change their usage. So we're trying to do the best we can to make sure that doesn't happen. We're trying to make sure that protections that exist for people that have medical hardships that can't afford to pay their bill don't lose their electricity. You know, we're trying to make sure they're trying to shorten the time frame in with which people are protected from shutoff. So right now you have up until from October to May that if you can't afford to pay your bill, they can't shut your electricity off because of the cold weather. They're trying to shorten that window. And so we're going to do our best to fight to protect those folks that need the help the most. And they don't do things that are actually going to make things worse for people. And so, you know, there's a lot to unpackage, but we're going to do our best to work on behalf of the hardworking and low income and disabled folks in Connecticut. So I really appreciate you having me on here, Daryl.
Website for anybody that wants more info and to keep up to date.
Absolutely, Daryl. It's aarp.org/CT. And you can get information about everything we're working on.
All right. Thank you so much. That was John Erlinghauser, Senior Advocacy and Outreach Director for AARP Connecticut.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.